Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Hello, audio listeners. How are you doing today? Hot? Yeah, it's hot here. It's boiling. And I'm melting. I think I'm melting like a candle that's been left out in the sun. Or like a pack of butter, which has also been left out in the sun. But I'm hot, basically. I'm not designed for these conditions. But still, it's nice to have some sunshine. And I am not complaining. So hello there. This is a bonus episode that you're listening to now. There's no number on it. Oh, it's a bonus episode. And it's the audio track for the live stream I did on YouTube last week when I opened my award for getting to 100,000 subscribers on that platform, the YouTube shiny thing. I did a video in which I opened the box because YouTube is that's a thing on YouTube, unboxing videos, watching people open boxes, often like things that they've bought, clothes, shoes, or maybe gadgets, equipment they've bought. People, there are whole channels devoted to just watching people remove things from boxes. So anyway, last week I did my YouTube live stream in which I opened the box containing my shiny award. And in the video, I opened the award and then answered questions from the audience in the chat, told a few jokes, rambled on a bit, and sang a song at the end. And I thought that I would upload the audio from that video onto the podcast here because the vast majority of my audience are listeners to the audio podcast and not viewers of the video versions, if there are any, on YouTube. I have way more audio listeners than I do video viewers. So I expect that a lot of you haven't seen the video on YouTube. Also, a lot of you like to just listen while doing other things like driving or walking or working. All right? Walking or working. Right? Can you hear the difference? Can you say those two words? Walking, that's with your feet, and working, which you may use other parts of your body to do that. I don't know. Typing. I don't know what you do. Anyway, you might be doing other things like driving or walking or working or whatever. So I thought I would give you the option of listening to this without feeling the need to also watch the video. And as this is the audio track of a video, some things that you will hear might not make complete sense. Obviously, the moments when I'm showing you something and referring to visual things. But for the most part, it's fine and it should be understandable for you and it should be okay. It should work as an audio episode for the most part. Okay, so that's what this episode is. Just before I play the recording, just before I play the audio, here's a little bit of pod news. So I have more than 10 episodes recorded, edited, and ready to be published. 10 episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Not just in the pipeline, they are ready to go. So I have a backlog of 10 episodes and they're just sitting there in MP3 format in my computer, ready to be published. And this is weird. This is a weird situation. It's never happened to me before. I've never had so many episodes done and ready to be published before. And I'll be honest, I don't really like it. I don't really like this situation. It's weird. I just want to publish everything. I don't like sitting on episodes. I like to get them out. But I can't do that. I can't just publish them all because it would be too much for you. And the episodes wouldn't get listened to, you see. There are unwritten rules in podcasting. In fact, maybe even written. I'm sure someone has written down these basic do's and don'ts for podcasting. But one of those things is that you shouldn't publish lots of content all at the same time, right? You're supposed to kind of portion your content out. The general wisdom is that you have to publish on a regular basis, something like the same day, pretty much the same day every week. I've got a friend, Ollie G, who does a podcast about Paris called The Earful Tower. He publishes his episodes every Monday without fail. So you can be sure that you're going to get an episode of his podcast every Monday. Now, I've never done that. I've always been a bit haphazard, a bit random with my uploads, and I'll just, you never know quite when they're going to arrive, but generally, roughly, they come on a weekly basis. So anyway, so I've got loads of episodes ready, but I can't upload them all in one go because the unwritten rules of podcasting dictate that you can't overwhelm your audience with too much content all in one go. You'll just be squashed by episodes. They'll all land on top of you in one go and you'll be squashed like that. I will be uploading all of that content bit by bit, probably on a weekly basis, more or less, maybe every 5 or 6 days. We will see. But there you go. The next proper episode of the podcast should be uploaded this week, maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. I'm uploading this. I'm talking to you now on a Tuesday. Okay. So anyway, lots of episodes coming. The next proper one will be very soon, tomorrow or the day after that. Also, the Euro Football Championships are happening. Euro 2020, which got cancelled because of, obviously, the COVID-19 situation. The Euro 2020 Championship had to be cancelled, and it's happening now in 2021. So the Euros, it's like the World Cup, but just in Europe. So that's happening at the moment, which I expect most of you couldn't care less about. If you couldn't care less about something, it means that you're not interested. Okay, you just don't care. So I expect most of you couldn't really care less about the Euro Football Championships, but nevertheless, I feel compelled to talk about it as England are competing, and it's sort of a tradition to talk about England's performances in these big football competitions, and I get sort of carried away by it. So there might be a couple of bonus Euro 2020 episodes arriving too, which you can ignore, of course, if that's not your cup of tea. They won't be official numbered episodes of the podcast. They'll just be bonus episodes like this one, and they'll probably be with guests. So there might be a couple of bonus Euro 2020 episodes coming, which you can listen to if that's your cup of tea, or you can just skip. Up to you. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, because who knows, I might do a live stream for one of the games. We'll see. And in fact, I might just do live streams at any moment. It's quite fun to just be like, what shall I do? Well, I've got a little bit of time. I'm going to go live on YouTube and just see what my audience are doing. There you go. All right. Also, premium content is coming. Sometimes I worry that I give you too much stuff. But I suppose it's all right, isn't it? I shouldn't worry about these things. Anyway, premium content is coming too. And now that I have lots of free episodes in the bag, I'm able to work on more premium stuff, and that does require quite a lot of work and concentration, which is nice because now I can do that. I can focus my attention on that. In fact, I'm just taking a break from a premium episode right now in order to record this. And as soon as I've published this, I will go back to working on that premium content. So premium people who might be waiting for some new episodes, I will be steadily uploading more premium stuff over the next few weeks and more regularly than during the first half of this year, because the premium content has been a bit lean, let's say, over the last couple of months. But I will be uploading more premium stuff, more direct teaching from me to you. Okay, so I hope you can keep up with it all. But anyway, now I hope you enjoy listening to me open my YouTube shiny thing and just generally sort of talking bollocks with my audience. I think that you might even be able to hear the shininess of the YouTube shiny thing through the speakers or headphones. You can't see how shiny it is, but it's so shiny that I think you might even be able to hear the shininess. I know that's physically impossible, but I'm saying it anyway. It's so shiny. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, go to the page for this episode on my website or my YouTube channel, of course, to watch the video too, if that's what you'd like to do. But now let's hand over to me I'm going to now hand over to myself from last week, my past self, as I attempt to open a cardboard box on YouTube and then answer various random questions in the chat. And some of the questions are very random indeed, as you will see. And by the way, at the beginning, you will hear some references to a bear. This is because my first attempt at going live was a complete failure. I had technical issues and my camera wasn't working. The viewers could just see a black screen with three blue dots. So I kept saying, oh, wait a minute. Okay, bear with me. I've got a few technical problems. Just bear with me. If you ever watch Paul Taylor's live streams, he always goes, hold on, which is kind of the same thing. Bear with me, hold on. Bear with me basically means just wait a moment while I do something. And it doesn't mean there is a grizzly bear with me in the room. Help. It doesn't mean that. Okay. But I was joking around while trying to deal with my technical issue, saying, bear with me. Oh, no, there isn't a bear with me. Actually, there is a bear with me. Ah, hold on. So I was kind of joking around with that idea. And it was all very funny and everyone laughed so much. Anyway, that's what the references are to the bear. Okay. There wasn't actually a bear. It's just because I was saying bear with me, which means wait. Okay. Right then, let's start properly. And here we go with the YouTube live audio starting now. Okay, welcome video viewers. You may be watching this as a YouTube replay, in which case, hello. This video is going to be me opening up my YouTube shiny thing. And this is the second attempt that I've made. The first attempt was a huge failure. Technical Taylor. Technical Taylor, that's a reference to Paul Taylor's live stream. Where's the bear? Oh, the bear's gone now, thankfully. Now that I don't have any problems. I don't have a... Yeah, my beard's gone as well. I shaved my face, which, you know, when the weather is hot, it's not nice to have a beard. I do look younger, don't I? I look younger when I've shaved. Oh, where's the bear? The bear's chilling out over there. The bear's just resting, having a cup of tea. Everything's fine. Can you speak Chinese? No, I can't. Okay. How many people do we have? We've got about 76 people at this stage. And I wonder... okay, open the box. That's Alex. Alex, love, what are you doing here? Okay. So here's the plan, all right, everybody? Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to, first of all, say hello. So this is me saying hello. Secondly, I'm going to... Oh, ow! I'm going to open this. And then I'm going to sort of respond to some questions that you might have for me in the chat, okay? All right, so let's do this, shall we? Are you ready? Of course you are. You've been ready for bloody days waiting for me to do this. Look, I've got my multi-tool. This is one of those tools that you can use if you go on a hiking trip and you fall and a rock lands on your hand and it traps it and you can't escape. You can use this to chop your arm off, solving the problem. So always have one of these with you, basically, just in case you need to chop off your arm or open one of these things. Oh, the satisfying feeling of sliding a blade through sellotape. Oh, isn't that nice? All right. Oh, there's another one. Oh, God, the tension. The tension is palpable, isn't it? I must admit to feeling sort of nervous about doing a live stream. It's weird. I'm not used to doing this. You know, I'm more of an audio podcaster, as you can tell from the fact that... As you can tell from the fact that there were huge video issues. Right, okay, so that slides open like that. Can you see this? Can you see this all right? There we go. Right, let's try and do this properly. Oh, look at that. Mmm. So they've thoughtfully added a lovely soft spongy layer to the top of it. That comes off. We've got a letter from YouTube. A card from the people who made it. Congratulations on your subscriber milestone. We are honoured to take part in recognising your achievement and want your experience to be exceptional. Well, it is exceptional at this moment. This package was inspected and packaged with great care by Rick. What? My dad did this? Apparently my dad packaged this together. Thanks, Dad. That's so nice of you. Thanks very much. Da 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 da. So those are the people who actually made it. Pew! And then there's this lovely letter. They spared no expense. Feel the quality of that paper? Put a YouTube letter in the frame. There you go. My address is not on it. Okay, crazy fans. Do you remember your first subscriber? No, I don't know who that was. Or your 100th or your 1,000th subscriber. Chances are you do. I don't remember those individual people. I'm sorry. Maybe it was you. And we know that you will definitely remember your 100,000th subscriber. I think what they mean is the moment when you got to 100,000, because I don't know everyone specifically. Your fans may have found you while searching YouTube, learned about you through a friend, or maybe you showed up as a recommended video. No matter how they came to your channel, fans stayed, and their numbers increased because of your unique voice. Thanks. I think this is what they write to everyone, right? It's not just me. And the excitement of being part of the growing community that you established. It is exciting, isn't it, being part of my growing community? We are thrilled to see the development of your community and are proud to honour your impressive milestone of reaching 100,000 subscribers with the Silver Creator Award. Congratulations. We know that you have many more stories to share with your community, and we know that your fans can't wait for you to engage and amaze them even more. Little hyperbolic, maybe, with your commitment and creativity. So keep creating, keep building. We can't wait to see what you'll do next, and we're here to support you along the way. And who knows, when you reach your millionth subscriber, we may just write to you and ask, do you remember your 100,000th subscriber? Yours sincerely, Susan Wojcik. Polish people, how do I say her name? Susan Wojcik. I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it. Can you help me, Polish people, please? She's the CEO of YouTube, and I don't know how to pronounce her name. They're going to cancel my account, aren't you? They are. They're definitely going to cancel my account. Anyway, a lovely message. Thank you so much, Susan. Wojcik. Is that right? Wojcik. Susan. Thanks a lot, Susan. That's very nice of you. Okay, I'm going to put the camera down again. Oh, look at this, the unboxing. Oh, it's wrapped in plastic. It's pronounced gjikachifajinja, says someone. Oh, does it have a smell? It does. It's got like a newly made thing smell. Smells fresh and lovely. Throw the plastic away. Okay, here we go. Box on the floor. There we go. Now I'm going to show you you. Look, that's you there. That's you. That's all your comments. See that? It's so shiny. There it is. Presented to Luke's English Podcast for passing 100,000 subscribers. Not bad, eh? So shiny. You can see notes on the wall I've got here. You can see my window somewhere. There it is. Okay, wow. Exciting times. Thanks a lot, everyone. This is where I have to say something kind of deep and meaningful, isn't it? This is where I have to say thank you so much for your what? Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you for you know, thank you for the click that you had to do to subscribe. But really, thank you so much. I mean, this is very nice. It's a very nice thing to have indeed. And it's thanks to you. It's thanks to you for making this possible. So, in a way, this is yours. In a way. It's not actually yours. It's mine. But in a sort of, in a way, it's yours. But I'll definitely be keeping it. And no one else can have it. But I kind of think of it as yours. But it will always remain in my possession Until maybe I'm really strapped for cash, I've got no money, and I need to like sell it, and I'll sell it on eBay or something for about, I don't know, what do you reckon that's worth on eBay? £1 million! Thank you for smashing that subscribe button, everyone. Thank you for smacking the like button or slapping it, or whatever it is you did. Right, so where am I going to put this? I was thinking it might go up here. What about that? A bit higher, up there like that? Maybe there? It would be stupid if I put it somewhere that you couldn't see it. Like, I'll put it over here, like that. That's the perfect place for it. Yeah, I think that's going to be the spot, isn't it? There you go. All right, I'm not going to let you watch me do some... I'm not going to let you watch me do some DIY and hammer nails in, because that would be terrible, wouldn't it? But there it is. Maybe I should... Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Karana? I can't pronounce anyone's names. Maybe I should do it like that. What do you think? Quite nice, minimal, black, just simple black. You know, that just makes you think, you know, how much more black could that be? And the answer is none. You know, none more black. That's for the Spinal Tap fans. Okay, well, for the time being, I will put it there like that. Ta-da. All right. Oh, okay, so there we go. Let's learn some vocabulary about drilling holes in the wall, says Pavel. That's not a bad idea. You've got to... What are the things you've got to do? You've got the drill, you've got the nails, you've got the hammer, you've got a screw. What do you call that plastic thing that goes in the wall before you put the screws in? Do you know what that's called? Ah, there is vocab to learn. That's a raw plug. Not the most exciting or useful bit of... not the most exciting bit of vocab you've ever learned there. Okay, so there you go. All right, so I've opened the shiny thing, I've opened the shiny thing, and so that's that done, isn't it? So, as I said earlier, I'm trying not to read the chat. It's very hard to read the chat and talk to you, so I'm just going to kind of ignore the chat a little bit while I'm talking. It's weird, this YouTube live thing. How do you spell raw plug? This is what everyone asking me now. How do you spell raw plug? R-A-W. Okay, I think it's R-A-W. Hold on. R-A-W-L. Plug. R-A-W-L. Yeah. R-A-W-L plug. There you go. See, I'm useful, aren't I? I teach you things. Yeah. Okay, so, Evgenia, I'm not going to ignore you, don't worry, but I just need to be able to think. So, I've opened the thing. Next, questions. Okay, so, I only said I'd ignore you because I needed to just string one thought together. But now I will answer your questions. Okay, so go. Hit me with your stupid questions. I reserve the right to not answer any of the questions like, I don't know, the stupid things, the usual things that people are... Like, could you explain the Russian joke, Max? That's a perfect example. I will not explain that joke. Luke, do you know that I used to think that you were bald? Lol. Why did you think I was bald, Alejandro? Alejo? Why did you think I was bald? I have a bald-sounding voice. Some people often think I'm fatter than I am. Obviously, I have a fat voice and a bald voice as well. Where's the super chat, Luke? I haven't set up super chat. You know, I'm not a YouTube specialist. I should have done that so you could send me money. Let's see. Thanks for your podcast. Could you explain the 10-inch pianist joke? Could you explain the 10-inch pianist joke? I told that joke on the podcast? Okay, come on, I'll do that joke. Okay, man goes into a... Let's see, just make sure that you remember. Okay, man goes into a pub, right? He sits down at the bar and he orders a drink. And then out of his bag, he pulls out this little man. He's about this big and a little piano, and he sits him on the bar. right? And the barman thinks, that's strange. That guy's got like a little man with the piano. What's going on there? And the barman says to him, what's going on here? Who's this little man? And the guy goes, well, okay, I'll tell you what happened. So I was just on my way to the pub, went down an alleyway, right? And I found this lamp on the floor. And I thought, hello, a lamp. Obviously, if you find a lamp, you've got to shine it. And a genie's going to come out and grant me a wish, right? So I gave it a clean. And sure enough, boom, a genie came out. And the genie granted me one wish. Not three, just one. And the barman said, what did you wish for? And I said, well, it wasn't a 10-inch pianist. This is the moment when nobody laughs and everyone goes, what? English humour. This is British humour. A 10-inch penis. A 10-inch penis. He actually asked for a 10-inch penis, but the genie didn't understand him, maybe because English wasn't his first language, and he thought he'd said a 10-inch pianist. A pianist is somebody who plays the piano. So he got a 10-inch pianist. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. You're welcome. That joke went over my head. Ha, 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 ha. Lol. Ha, ha. Certainly a British joke. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, Luke, I get it. Yes, you get it. Will you try to say anything in Russian? Well, I don't know how to say anything in Russian. So, not funny. The frog is dead. Yes. How are you going to success? How are you going to celebrate this success tonight? I don't know. The pub nearby has opened. In France, restaurants and places are now able to serve food and drinks indoors. So I might actually go down to my local pub and have a pint. That's right. Do you plan on going back to the UK at any point in life? Yeah, of course. I want to go back there as often as I can, you know, because I love going back to the UK, especially to see my family. I want my daughter to spend lots of time in the UK for obvious reasons. My wife has not seen my parents for more than 18 months, and it's coming up to a year that I haven't seen my family. You know, my daughter hasn't seen them. So, yes, but it's difficult to do that because of the, you know, COVID-19 restrictions and all that stuff. It's very complicated and it seems not possible at the moment. Keiko, Nika, who asks good questions. Keiko asked me about my breakfast last time, which I liked. Keiko says, what's your favourite flower? My favourite flower is actually, I think, I've got lots of favourite flowers, but I like the daffodil. Okay, it's a wild flower. I think it's a wild flower. Yeah. Yellow, it's... you see them a lot in spring. This is the reason I like them, because in England, during the winter, it's long, cold, dark. And then at some point in March, maybe, daffodils start to grow. And they grow everywhere, you know? They just pop up in parks and stuff, and they're beautiful yellow flowers. So I love the daffodil, yes. Did you take the vaccine, said somebody who's Arabic, someone with an Arabic name. Yes, I've had two vaccines. I started with AstraZeneca. I got the AstraZeneca vaccine. In fact, I got the AstraZeneca vaccine on the exact same day that it was cancelled in France. So literally, I went into the room. When I went into the room, the AstraZeneca vaccine was still okay in France. And when I came out of the room, having had the vaccine, the news was saying, France suspends the AstraZeneca vaccine. So I was thinking, oh, God. But it was all right. You know, I had some side effects. I felt a bit rough for a few days after the AZ vaccine. And then on Monday, I had Pfizer. Okay, so that's one AstraZeneca and one Pfizer, which apparently works. Apparently that's fine, that you can combine them. And I've even heard that it's better. Okay, so there you go. That's my vaccination status. But I still can't travel to the UK just because the UK is very... It's just complicated. It's being very strict with its borders and stuff at the moment. Daffodils is a poem by William Wordsworth. That is right. Have you ever visited Australia? Have you ever visited Straya? Yeah, mate, I've visited Straya. I've been to Australia a couple of times, but not proper visits. They were really just airport transfers. But I did leave the airport and I took the train to Sydney Harbour, and I wandered around Sydney Harbour looking at the weird animals, and I was extremely jet lagged. And so I kept falling asleep. I kept nodding off. So I took a boat ride around the harbour with my camera to take pictures of the, you know, opera house and stuff. And I kept nodding off and then waking up and like, oh, Sydney Opera House, click. Oh, look, the Harbour Bridge, click. And then just falling asleep. So there you go. Yeah, g'day, mate. Let me put another shrimp on the barbie. It's a typical Australian sort of stereotype cliche. Have you ever been to Cambodia? Yes, I have been to Cambodia. I've been to Phnom Penh. Seen what's it called again? Angkor Wat. Angkor Wat? Angkor, please. I've seen Angkor Wat. I've seen lots of other things in Cambodia. Amazing, beautiful place. Will we have a meetup in France? Well, that's certainly on the table now, isn't it? Now that France has opened up a lot of things. So, yeah, a meetup in France would be great, wouldn't it? So I'll think about sorting that out. Can you speak French? Est-ce que tu peux parler en français un peu? Oui, je peux parler en français un peu, mais c'est pas dingue du tout. Je suis horrible en français. Mais oui, c'est vrai, j'ai un... Ah, qu'est-ce que c'est? Je suis très négatif avec mon français. Et voilà, c'est tout. J'ai fini. Bon. Have you ever tried Clubhouse? I actually signed up to Clubhouse and then just didn't use it at all. Because I kind of think, why? I've got my podcast. That's my main channel. And I don't know, I should have a look at... Clubhouse, maybe. That would be a good idea. Yes. Okay. Are you planning to travel somewhere this summer? We've got literally no travel plans at all. C'est pas mal, says Evgenia. Merci. Your French is god-awful. Giuseppe, for fuck's sake. Like, you think you need to tell me that? Thanks a lot for pointing that out. I really appreciate it. What was I going to say? No, I've got no travel plans because everything in France is booked. And so on and so forth. It's just too complicated. Do we have free will, Luke? Do we have free will? Says Toon Des. This is a philosophical question. Do we have free will? Freedom. It's a relative concept, isn't it? I mean, do we have freedom? Not really. There are limitations to everything. You know, if you think about it, like I can't just do absolutely everything I want. There are limitations, like gravity, and so on. So. To an extent, no. I think we do live in a limited world. Giuseppe, I forgive you. No, we don't have free will. But does that mean that our lives are determined, that everything is planned in advance? Who knows? You know what? I don't know. I actually don't know if we have free will or not. And, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. Have you ever been to Dubai? I have never been to Dubai. Have you been to Dubai? You have? Did you buy? There's another Russian joke. I went shopping in the Middle East. I went shopping in a big city in the Middle East recently. Oh yeah, Dubai. No, it was all too expensive. Dubai. Did you buy? Did you buy? Did you buy? Never mind. What's the weather, Luke? The weather at the moment is really, really good. It's blue sky, quite hot, sunny. It's very nice. Yeah. The Dubai joke. Yeah. Hashtag the Dubai joke. There's loads of those. There's loads of those jokes with different country names. You know, like the classic ones, like my wife's gone to the West. My wife has gone to the Caribbean. Jamaica? No, she went of her own accord. Jamaica, did you make her? Like, go to the Caribbean. Jamaica, no, I didn't make her. Like, my wife's gone to the Caribbean. Oh, Jamaica, no, she went of her own accord, meaning she chose to go herself. Not the strongest punchline. And there's loads of others. My wife's gone to Indonesia. Oh, Jakarta, no, she went by plane. Jakarta, did you cart her? Did you put her in a cart and take her to Dubai by cart? Did you cart? Jakarta. And so on and so forth. Like, I bought my wife. I bought my wife a new Subaru for her birthday. This is a joke. This is not true. I bought my wife a Subaru for her birthday. And your friend goes, oh, Impreza? And you go, yeah, yeah, she was only expecting a Ford. Impreza, like, did it impress her? Was she impressed? Impreza? Okay, Arm Lloyd says, would you play electric guitar for us? I'm not so good on the electric guitar. I can do rhythm and little bits and things. I might have a go. You bought your wife? Have you ever listened about Uzbekistan in Central Asia? Yeah, I know about Uzbekistan. I don't know a lot about it. I think I had some students from Uzbekistan. What was in the box, Luke, says Francisca. Are you a little bit late there? So here's what I got. Look, they sent me a gold one. Look, they sent me a gold one. See that? I thought it would be a silver one, but they sent me a gold one. And they sent me this as well. I don't know what this is. Should I... Audio listeners, I think it's necessary for me to say that I am now holding up the little pack of silica gel. You know those little packs of silica gel which come with everything? You know, they're designed to absorb moisture. Everything you buy now comes with a little pack of silica gel. So I'm holding up the pack of silica gel and saying some very funny and very witty things about it, as you'll hear. Ha ha ha, ha 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 ha. I think I should swallow it, right? This. I think I should definitely eat it. You know when you you get like a package and it has one of these in it? Has anyone in the world ever assumed that you should eat it? It's like, okay, so they sent me my shoes. And a little snack. Lovely bit of silica gel to snack on. Luke, how to overcome thoughts of the end of the universe? What should I do? Listen to music, okay? Put some nice music on. If you're worried about the end of the world, the end of the universe, like, you know, the universe is going to end. The world is going to end eventually. We might not see it. Hopefully it's going to happen in millions of years and stuff like that. But it can get a little bit full on. So just listen to some music. It'll help you relax. I thought that's a condom. Yeah, like someone said, I thought that's a condom. Who was that who said that? Arm. I thought that's a condom. Like, I love that idea. If YouTube were like, okay, congratulations. Here's your silver YouTube award thing. And in order to help you celebrate, here's a condom. Now that you've got 100,000 subscribers, certainly women will be throwing themselves at you. You might need some protection. Safe sex every time. There it is. Look, ow, 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 ow. I bashed my elbow on my chair.
Hello, audio listeners. I hope that you're continuing to enjoy the audio track to this wonderful moment in the history of Luke's English podcast. So it's also necessary for me to mention that during the live stream, I was wearing a Luke's English podcast T-shirt. That is a T-shirt with a logo for Luke's English podcast on it. And I know what you're thinking. You're now thinking, but Luke, where can I get one of those? Which is what everyone was thinking as they were watching the video. And as you will hear me explain multiple times, I'm afraid the T-shirts are not available at the moment. But I'm working on it, okay? I'm looking at opening a new merchandising store, which will allow you to get your own Luke's English podcast T-shirt. But it involves, I need to update the Luke's English podcast logo. It's a long story, but essentially I'm working on it. I'm working with my brother, trying to update the logo so that the resolution is high enough to be able to turn it into some merchandise. And it will involve tweaking the logo a little bit. I'll make a few changes. I don't want to make it too different, but I'm going to tweak the logo a little bit. But I've been doing some back and forth with James about that. And the new logo might be slightly different. I was considering adding since 2009 on it. Okay, just to show everyone, hey, I've been doing this since 2009, so I should know what I'm doing. Anyway, so I was wearing a Luke's English podcast T-shirt during the live stream. Okay, all right, let's carry on.
How can I get a t-shirt like yours? Well, I'm afraid these are limited edition because the store is now closed, okay? So I'm afraid you can't get the t-shirt. You can't get the mug, even though I keep showing it to you. You can't get them. But I'm trying to find a way to create a new store. It's complicated. I'm trying to open up a new store, so maybe you'll be able to get one. The problem was that it was too expensive. It was too expensive for you, mainly. And it wasn't making me any money. In fact, it was making money for some third company that I just didn't know about. So I thought, why am I making them money and making my listeners pay too much for their t-shirts? Shipping costs are the problem. Massive shipping costs. Yeah, you can print one yourself, says Kutchum, written in Cyrillic. You can print one yourself, yes, but you would be violating my intellectual property rights. And if you did that, I will hunt you down. I will track you down. I will find you. And I will kill you. Okay? Nice one. 100,000 subscribers. This is how you get 100,000 subscribers. Threaten to kill your audience. You need Chinese listeners to help you with it. Yeah, I do. We miss your wife and daughter on the podcast. Yes, I'm going to get them back soon. I was wondering, you can call Paul Taylor. I've already tried calling Paul, and he didn't pick up. Bastard. Paul, why didn't you pick up? He's probably busy. Probably busy doing important internet-type things. The video days, I've just unsubscribed. That might be my brother, just saying. That's the thing. So people keep asking about the t-shirt. It's they're not available at the moment, but I'm working on it. Okay, I'm working on it. How's James? James is fine. In fact, I wanted to say James has been making loads of music recently, and he's launched some albums on Bandcamp. Do you know about Bandcamp? It's a website where you can publish music, and people can listen to it for free, or they can download the albums for a small price. So why don't... Yeah, Paul is probably asleep. That's a good point. What time is it? It's 3:35, so he's probably fast asleep. Doesn't get up for a few hours. Anyway, my brother's albums are on Bandcamp. I'm putting the link right now in the chat. There it is. Jim Thompson on Bandcamp. You just go to bandcamp.com and search for Jim Thompson, and you'll find his stuff. His most recent album is great, and it's called Waves, and it's an ambient album, ambient music. This is kind of like atmospheric electronic stuff. If you like Aphex Twin, Brian Eno, things like that, certainly like Aphex Twin's Selected Ambient Works Volume 2, then you will definitely like Waves by Jim Thompson. So go for it. Get to bandcamp.com, Jim Thompson, and get yourself a copy of Waves. And that will help you relax and not worry so much about the end of the universe. Either that, or you will hate it so much that you will be happy for the end of the universe to come. You'd be like, please, can the universe end now so I can stop listening to this god-awful music? But I don't think so. Luke, you're looking at my comment. If not, I'm going to write it. Huh? Luke, are you looking at my comment? If not, I'm not going to write it. Yes, I am. But you already wrote it, so what the hell? Podcast, tea, music. What else? There is nothing else. That's it. Podcast, tea, and music. These are the most important things. I want your dad on the podcast soon. I'll get him back on the podcast soon. Alejandro, we all hate it. What are you talking about? I want your dad. I want your dad on the podcast. Okay. I'll let him know. I got it, Rohan. How can I get a t-shirt like yours? I've just told you many times it's not available at the moment, but I'm working on opening a new store that will allow you to buy it at an affordable price. Ambient music is something like chill out, or am I asking a dumb question? No, it's not a dumb question. It is exactly like that. It's chill out music. It's kind of like atmospheric. It's quite sort of dark, my brother's ambient music. But yeah, it is basically chill out music. Oh, I see what you mean. T, Thompson Podcasts, Thompson Ambient Music. Yes. Have I been to Jordan? I've never been to Jordan, I'm afraid. Okay. Wesley says, can you talk about opening the shiny thing using the opening the shiny thing is very much like making love to a beautiful woman from the quintessentially British things with James. So if you remember, there was that episode with James called Quintessentially English Things or Quintessentially British Things. And we talked about a show called The Fast Show, which was a comedy clips show with lots of characters who had different catchphrases. And there's one character called Swiss Tony. And Swiss Tony sells cars and he's kind of a sleazy guy. And he works with an apprentice called Paul. And he's always Swiss Tony is a man of the world and he kind of speaks like this, Paul. And every single thing becomes an analogy, like making love to a beautiful woman. So he's like, cleaning a car, Paul, is very much like making love to a beautiful woman. You know, first you've got to make sure that you've got a good grip of your instruments. And then you've got to rub, slowly at first, and then faster. Keep going until you build up a nice foamy lather. You see what I mean? And then when it's all over, make sure you splash her down. Opening a YouTube shiny thing, Paul, is a lot like making love to a beautiful woman. First, you've got to make sure that you do it live on the internet. you might want to practice this bit, Paul. Then you need to slice open the, I don't know. It's a very complicated process, Paul, but you're going to need to remove the top. I think you get the idea. I think you get the idea, guys. Video days. That may be my brother. Missed the shiny thing. You did, but it's there. There it is. Look, and it's very shiny, isn't it? Can you put it back and reopen it? Yeah, I can. Okay, James. I will. I'll put it back and reopen it just for you, James. Because you're my brother, and I love you, and I miss you. So, yes, of course, I'll put it back again and reopen it. I'm going to put all the elements in place. Are you ready for this, guys? Opening a YouTube thing is a lot like making love to a beautiful woman. If possible, make sure you do it at least twice. Or the other people involved won't be satisfied. Is James here? Pavel is asking. Yes, he is. On YouTube, he is Video Days. Video Days on YouTube. Check it out. DAZE. Video Days. You can see some of his stuff there. Yeah, that's right. I have just re-sellotaped the box again. Okay? So let's do this again. All right. Hello, YouTube. Okay, I'm going to do this quickly. Look, I got a shiny thing. It's not shiny now. It's in a black box. All right, James, you getting this? I got 100,000 subscribers and YouTube sent me this shiny thing. So now I'm going to, in a sort of ASMR weird way, I'm going to slice the sellotape off. Oh, I love doing that. Oh, that's so nice. A nice sharp knife. Slicey slice. As we open it up. Whoa. Oh, look, they've even added a lovely soft padded thing. And a letter from someone called Susan which the unpronounceables. Susan Wojcicki. I can't remember. I'm sorry. Oh, God. That's a Rick. That's from Rick who made it. Clearly, my dad is keeping himself busy writing books and making YouTube shiny things. And here it is. Look, shall I just keep it in the plastic? Whoops. Shall I just keep it wrapped in plastic? I wouldn't want it to get damaged. I think I'll keep it in the plastic thing. Probably for the best, isn't it? Keep it in the plastic thing and I'll just keep it in this drawer here so it doesn't get damaged. Now, I'll put it like that with its plastic thing on. What do you think? Shall I chop my hand off now? Shall I do it now?
I need to get it stuck in something first, and then I can chop my hand off, and then Danny Boyle will make a really good film about it, starring that guy from the film. Could be used as a weapon, like in Columbo. What did that get used in a weapon, like in an episode of Columbo? Listeners, viewers, you're now just watching me have a conversation with my brother James. Apparently, one of these was in an episode of Columbo and used as a weapon. But of course, Columbo knew that, because Columbo knows from the very beginning of an episode who's done it, because he's seen the first scene. He watches the first scene. He knows exactly who's done it, and he's just stringing them out all the way through to the end. Vladislava says, what does that poster mean? Eat your fish. What does that mean? It means if you have fish, eat them. Okay? If you own fish, it means eat them. Okay? That's what that means. So that's clear. I thought that was obvious. Have you read all the books on the shelves? Not at all. No. I own way more books than I've read. Most of them are to be read. A lot of them I've read, but no, certainly not. I'm a terrible reader. I'm very good. I was looking for some deep meaning, says Vladislava, about the fish thing. I was looking for deep meaning. If you want to look for deep meaning, you can... Okay, let's find some deep meaning in this, okay? Eat your fish. So fish could represent shiny things, even more shiny things, that live under the water of your consciousness. These are things that may nibble on your toes. Sharks are fish, aren't they? If you go swimming in the sea of consciousness, sharks may be lurking underneath and they might bite you. So I would say eat them before they eat you, as a general rule in life. Okay, there you go. Eat your fish means consume your demons and negative thoughts before they consume you. How about that? Does that work? Do you remember the quote about catching a fish? Is that the one where it's like, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but give him a net and he'll eat for like a lot longer than a day? Is it that one? Yeah. Can we ever say fishes? Never, ever, ever. You must never say fishes. No, you can say fishes. So it's, it's one fish, two fish, three fish, four fish, right? But fishes is also a word and it means different types of fish. So you go down to the fish shop and there are lots of fishes, meaning lots of different types of fish. That's what fishes means, types of fish. Eat it before it eats you. Yes, that's the lesson that we all have to learn. Eat it before it eats you. Evgenia, what doesn't sound plausible? The fish thing. Yeah, do some accents or dialects. Do I have to? Same with fruits. It is the same with fruit. One fruit, two fruit, but then different types of fruit. Fruits. Yeah. Congrats, Luke. What about your stand-up comedy? COVID will no end. No, I'm doing stand-up again. Now that the comedy venues are open again, so stand-up is possible again. So I am back on stage doing stand-up, but not that many gigs, just here and there. So there you go. All right. There you go. There's an accent or dialect, a bit of Scouse for you. All right, how's it going? There you go. Have you ever watched Educating Rita with Michael Caine? I have never watched Educating Rita with Michael Caine, but I watched it with my brother. What's your best joke? PT? What does PT mean? Will you sing us a song, please? I'm thinking about it. Okay. Do you think England will win the cup? You're talking about the Euros. Football. We're talking of football for 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So do I think England? No, I don't think they will win the Euros. You know, we're all right, but I don't think so. I hope we do, of course. But see, at this time, it's always at this time, just before a big international competition like the World Cup, because the Euros are starting on Friday, tomorrow. Euro 2021. It should have been Euro 2020, but it's Euro 2021. The favourites are France, which is good, you know. Just around this time, just before a competition begins, all the commentators and journalists and pundits all start saying the same thing. They all start saying this. You know what?
I kind of fancy England's chances. I think we might be in with a chance this year. And slowly people's level of expectation rises until it ultimately gets destroyed in a huge moment of disappointment, normally involving penalties. So I don't think England will win, but I think we're not bad. We've got a young team. They seem to have quite a good rapport with each other. They all seem the mood seems to be quite good within the squad. Gareth Southgate is a good guy, good manager. He seems to inspire the players, which is one of the most important things. So I don't know. I don't think we will win, but I hope that we do. They've just left the Euro, so why should they want to win? That's right. There was a whole process of qualifying for the Euro Championships. So England, like, it's England, Scotland and Wales as well. Northern Ireland aren't involved. But we just spent, 4 years trying to get out of the Euros, and now we're trying to get back in? You know, make up your mind, for goodness sake. This is one of the best England collection of footballers. Yeah, well, let's see. Let's see. All right. So, what shall I do now? There's lots of questions. Have you discovered any new video games? No, I have not discovered any new video games because I don't have any time for playing games because I have a young child. And so that's kind of that, isn't it? You know, I don't really have the chance. I actually watch people playing games on YouTube. It's a bit sad, but that's kind of what I do. I just watch other people playing games on YouTube. It's a lot cheaper. I don't have to buy a PlayStation. I've been watching The Last of Us 2, which is brutal, absolutely brutal, zombie apocalypse stuff. And Resident Evil Village, I've been watching people play that as well. Looks pretty good. So there you go. If you had to move away from France, where would you go? Back to the UK? Yeah, I would go back to the UK if I had to. If I couldn't go back to the UK, ooh, it's a tough one. I'd be tempted to try and move to Canada. Can you have your child on your podcast? Yeah, audio, yes. I'll get her back on the podcast at some point. So I'll do that. He has no time for games, of course, because you're so production. I am so production. I'm so productive. Is actually the right way to say it. I'm so productive, I suppose. Do you still sell T-shirts? Oh, my goodness. Why did I wear this T-shirt? The T-shirts are not available. I'm really sorry. The store is closed. It was not viable. It cost too much for you. I was just giving money to a third company that I didn't care about. And so I thought, no, I'd rather not do this at all. Don't shave your beard. Don't shave your beard. There's like two types of listener. There's listeners who need me to have a beard and people who prefer it when I don't have a beard. So what are you going to do? I'm always going to upset half of the community. Are you a bearded Lepster or a shaven Lepster? Which one? Do you have any listeners in South Korea? Yeah, I do. I have quite a lot of listeners in South Korea. A lot of ninjas. I mean, Korean ninjas? What's the Korean equivalent of a ninja? I don't know, but there are lots of them living there. How long did it take for YouTube to react to your 100,000 mark to send the shiny thing? They didn't react at all. I had to poke them like, oh, YouTube, where's my shiny thing? And then I had to go through a process of, like, you know, it wasn't simple. You have to verify me and blah, 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 blah. So it took a while, but no, I had to poke them. And then they were happy to send it to me after that. Taekwon Ninja. Taekwon Ninja is a potential Korean ninja nickname. Shave half your beard. Yeah, maybe that is the solution. Just shave half of it. So this side's got a beard and this side's clean shaven. Clearly that's what, or maybe I should just do stripes. So it's like 50% of my face, my chin is shaven and 50% not. Maybe that would be the ideal thing. Or maybe just this half beard and this half no beard, or this half no beard and this half beard, or otherwise known as a moustache, Luke. Have you ever met teacher Gideon from Let Them Talk in Paris? Gideon is an English teacher on YouTube. His channel is called Let Them Talk TV, I think. I've never met him. Never, actually brushed shoulders with Gideon, although I've seen some of his content. He looks good. I mean, I like his stuff. He looks like a nice guy. And so, yeah, I should probably reach out to him for a pod chat, don't you think? Moustache, that's a good idea. You don't want to see me with a moustache. It looks very wrong indeed. It looks terrible. I don't wear a moustache well. Beard, okay. Moustache, no. Have you ever visited Italy? Yes, I have been to Italy several times. I've been to Rome. Oh, there's another one. There's another one of those country jokes. So I went to Italy recently. This is not the greatest one. I went to Italy recently. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Basically, the joke I'm looking for is Rome. No, we just stayed in one place. Because to roam means to move around, right? So I took a trip to, I went to the capital city of Italy recently. Oh, yeah, Rome. No, we just stayed in one place. You're welcome. Do you like blue sky or sky with cloud? Says Naha. Do I like blue sky or sky with cloud? I like a combination of the two. I like patches of blue sky with some cumulus. They're called cumulus clouds, aren't they? The white ones. Cumulus clouds. I like a combination of the two. Zdenek is in the chat. Hello, Zdenek. The frog still breathes. Yes, one frog survived. Hello. Hello, listeners. Hello, podcasters. This is quite good fun. But I think we've got about 10 minutes left. Have you ever been to Brazil? I've never been to Brazil. Sorry. I would love to go to Brazil. Cumulus limbus, apparently. So I've been to Rome. I've been to Venice. And I went to Cinque Terre, you know, where all the tourists go. That beautiful place on the coast with beautiful little villages. Can you play on one of those guitars? Yeah, I'm gonna play in a moment. Always love to listen to Mr. Luke's podcasts. Premium Lepster from India, nice one. Unruly Falcon, which is quite a nice name. What's going on with my hair at the moment? I don't know. It's kind of gone a bit 70s. I've got like sort of almost like a kind of almost a Bon Jovi. That's not 70s, but it's almost reaching that. I need a haircut. God damn it. I hate going to the hairdressers. Not because of my hairdresser, who's a lovely guy, but I just generally sitting there while someone cuts your hair. Will you do more text quests? Yes, I would like to do that. Very much so. Okay. So, I can try playing some of this, right? I can try playing a bit of this, but I don't promise much, okay? Obviously, it's not plugged in right now, so you're going to have to bear with me again. Ah, there's a bear with me! Help! There's a bear with me. There isn't really. Everything's okay. But I'm going to try to do this, and you're going to see just how bad my guitar playing can really be. And I've got to do this. I've got to plug things in. Fascinating stuff here on YouTube. Luke plugs things in. This is why I have 100,000 subscribers, right? Because I make such fascinating content. I tell you what, cables. These cables and leads and things are the bane of my life. Constantly surrounded by cables. One thing goes into another thing. Okay, so I'm going to have to put the headphones on in order to also hear this terrible music that I'm about to inflict on you. So you've got to tell me if you can hear this. Hold on. A minute. Just 1 second. Oh, God. The video will be saved, okay? So if you have to stop watching because you can't stand my guitar playing, the video will still be available on YouTube later. So hold on. I need to choose a better profile. Sound profile. That's the sort of thing I can do. I can't do the things that, you know, I'm not David Gilmore. Too much bass. You see, this is exactly what I was expecting when I There's too much bass. All right. Okay, let me try and reduce the bass a little bit. Too loud. How's that? How's that? Is that better? A little bit better. Have to mute, sorry. That's okay. I'm sorry it's too loud. Is that a bit better? That's a bit better now. It's too loud. Tell me if it's too loud. I'm going to turn that down a bit. Okay. Should be better now. You have to go to the dentist. It's all right, I forgive you. Teeth are important. It's okay now. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'll do one, maybe two songs, depending on how I feel, because if it's no good, then I won't do any more. But I'll see what I can do. Right, so, I was wondering what I can play, because I don't have that many songs in my repertoire. But I thought I'd do maybe this one. I'm searching for the lyrics. So it's Sly and the Family Stone, and the song is called Family Affair, which is just a great song. Up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than mud. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Newlywed a year ago, but we're still checking each other out. Wants to gloat, nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave because your heart is there, but you can't stay because you've been somewhere else. You can't cry because you look broke down, but you're crying anyway because you're all broke down. It's a family affair. 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 Oh, hey! It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. There you go, folks. The song was called Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone. Okay. Right, I think that's it. That's it, ladies and gents. I'm going to stop now. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. Thank you very much for being a subscriber to my podcast. Thank you for leaving
encouraging comments. All right. Thanks for the likes. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. I hope that my podcast and all my stuff helps you to learn English in the sense that it helps you stay motivated and having fun with English and all that stuff. But that's it for now. There it is. Let me remove it from its plastic. Just being stupid. There you go. Hey, thanks everyone. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely evening. I will speak to you on the podcast soon. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar and pronunciation teaching from me and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.